This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards issued an emergency declaration Sunday evening and warned residents in southwest Louisiana to prepare for heavy rainfall caused by Tropical Storm Nicholas. Nicholas is headed for the Texas coast, but is expected to bring heavy amounts of rain and fresh flooding to Louisiana in the coming days, including areas already affected by Hurricanes Ida and Laura. Tropical Storm Nicholas formed in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday morning and is forecast to approach the middle of the Texas coast as a strong tropical storm on Tuesday. The Texas and Louisiana coasts are expected to receive periods of heavy rainfall today through midweek. There were still more than 130,000 Louisiana residents without power as of Sunday at 6 p.m., 2 weeks after the arrival of Hurricane Ida, according to Edwards. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed multiple lawsuits Friday against school districts that are defying an executive order barring them for mandating masks in schools. The lawsuit comes the same day the state reported thousands more public school students contracted COVID-19. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flab reports.
Paxton filed lawsuits against districts across the state that made masks in school mandatory. The announcement comes the same day that the Texas Education Agency posted data showing another 17,000 students had been diagnosed with COVID, bringing the school year total to 73,000. At the end of last week, the state led the country in child deaths from COVID at 64. Dozens of school districts have had to suspend in-person instruction, and teachers and staff have died in the state. The AG said he had full confidence the courts would side with him in cases. State Republicans have been battling local jurisdictions over masks since San Antonio and Bexar County sued the state in early August. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.
Among schools included in the Texas Attorney General's lawsuit is the Longview Independent School District, as school officials there have required masks to be worn at school. According to the Longview News Journal, Longview ISD Board President Shan Bowers said Friday that the issue would go to the district's legal counsel for guidance on how to respond. Bowers said COVID-19 cases among Longview ISD students and staff are currently higher than they were last year and are emerging at alarming rates. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says federal vaccination mandates announced by President Joe Biden hurt efforts to overcome the public's resistance to taking the COVID-19 vaccine. The Republican governor, who has been notable in working to persuade more Arkansans to get vaccinated, said in a Sunday appearance on NBC's Meet the Press that a comprehensive federal vaccination mandate hardens the resistance and divides the country.
It divides our partnership between the federal government and the states, and it increases the division in terms of vaccination when we should all be together trying to increase the vaccination uptake.
Hutchinson noted longtime public school vaccination requirements are state requirements, but said federal requirements are counterproductive, interfering with state vaccination efforts instead of supporting them. Your weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area: there's a chance for showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy skies with daytime high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is Red River Radio.